Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner from the Watertown office here. Just going to go through the fishing report and some other reminders here for the upcoming week. I guess we can start off with the fishing report here this week. We'll start down in Hamlin County as usual. Down there, Lake Ponset. Fair amount of fishermen still going out there, giving her a shot for the fish. With the way the weather was here this last weekend, kind of all over the place. Ups and downs and the rain, and then the sun would come out. And so kind of all over the place. Still plenty of fishermen out there giving her a shot. Success rates continued to be fair and above for the walleye. Still catching some decent amounts of walleye down there. A few crappie are still being caught. Few white bass as well being brought in still down there. Just a reminder down there that the walleye size limit is still the state wide limit of four fish, with one being over 20 inches. Also for down there, just another reminder that the Swartzen access off of Highway 81 down there is under construction right now. We had a few people here this last week that went around there and kind of slowed down the traffic, so we're just letting individuals know that access is under construction down there. That started back on June 13th, and they figured somewhere in that 10 to 14 days the project should take, so the sooner they can get at it and the faster they can get at it down there without any interruption, the sooner that ramp will be done. Hopefully here before the 4th of July, we'll have that ramp done here in the next week or week and a half, and guys will be able to use that. It was much needed with the amount of potholes and stuff that were at that ramp down there. So hopefully now once we get this new ramp up and going in the new parking area, it'll be a lot nicer for people to launch their boats at there. So just a reminder, that was it started on June 13th, that project did. And should take somewhere between 10 and 14 days. So coming up on that time frame when it should be completing. So here in the next couple weeks, we should have the parking lot finished down there on the Swartzen access, which is the access right off of Highway 81 on Lake Ponset there. Jumping over to Lake Albert down there, plenty of fishing pressure over there as well. Success rates kind of vary depending on which fishermen you talk to. Fish being caught there are a little larger than the Lake Ponset walleyes, but good walleyes over there, just not quite as steady of a bite, not quite as many fish being caught, but a little nicer fish being caught over there. So just another place to try if you're down in that area and looking for some bigger fish to catch. Jumping over to Clark County over there, fishermen are still going out on dry lake number two and doing pretty decent out there again this year, finding plenty of walleye out there. Looks like concentrating along the weed lines while casting has been working pretty good out there, along with pulling some crawler harnesses or spinners out there as well. Indian Springs finding a few nice walleye in the weed lines. Mostly bigger fish are being caught while casting leeches. Over on Mankey's Slough over there, some activity late at night, but for the most part, the fishing has slowed down significantly there. So little fishing pressure going on there, a few fish being caught, but for the most part, that has slowed down quite a bit, it looks like. Looking up at Swan Lake up there, the walleye bite is starting to pick up there. Guys are doing decent up there using bottom bouncers and leeches up there, so looks like a little bit of a bite starting up there at Swan Lake. Guys are catching a few fish up there, pulling bottom bouncers and leeches. Jumping up to Day County, guys are going out on Waw Bay there, and they're doing pretty well on the walleye, it looks like. It looks like the best luck has been in the 10 to 13 foot of water. And that's fishing for the walleye. So they're doing pretty decent up in that 10 to 13 foot of water up on Waw Bay. Over on Bitter, the walleye bite has slowed down a little bit this last weekend, but anglers who move around are still finding plenty of fish. and some nice walleyes as well. Anglers are also picking up occasional big northern out there. So Blue Dog anglers continue to do well for the walleye, so it looks like that bite hasn't slowed down too much yet. Guys are going out there and picking up a few walleye as it goes on here. North Rush up there, guys are catching a few walleye. Not a lot of them, but the walleye they're catching seems like are quality fish up there. And South Rush anglers are doing well on the walleye as well. Best luck has been pulling crawlers in shallow water. Jumping down to Cottington County down here. Lake Compesca out there, guys are still catching a few fish early and late. Early morning, late evening there for the walleyes, and they're decent sized. Panfish are still being picked up. Few bluegills starting to get caught out there. Some smallmouth bass. Sorry about that. Smallmouth bass are being picked up there as well. Smallmouth bass seem to be under that 14-inch range. Quite a few of them. Guys are concentrating on those rock piles, catching them out there. Also a few white bass and northern being picked up as well. Over on Pelican Lake there, a few walleye are biting out there as well, most of which are under that 14, 15-inch mark, so kind of on the small side, but guys are catching a few walleye out there. Every once in a while, guys are pulling some bigger walleye out. Most of those bites have been in the early mornings or late in the afternoon into the evening time there. Over on Goose Lake, guys are getting a few walleye over there. They're pretty nice walleye when guys are getting them somewhere in that 16 to 18, 19-inch range with a few over 20. Kind of fishing all over, either in the shallows or in the deeper water. Just depends on the day. And that one's also been kind of a hit or miss. It just depends on who you talk to, and it depends on the day that you go there and what the success is like out there. Just a reminder, we don't have our dock in out there as well. We haven't put that dock in due to the height of the water. Until that water level drops back down to the normal level, we won't be putting that dock in. So until that water level comes down a little bit, the dock there hasn't been put in. And you guys, anybody that's out that wants to go out there and fish it, they can use the ramp. Just don't have the dock in there. So. Jumping up to Grass Lake, Dry Lake. Things have slowed down a little bit. Grass Lake is still doing a little bit better than Dry Lake. Access at Grass Lake is difficult due to the water depth out there. You got to have a small boat and the right trailer to get in there, but fish that are being caught up there are nice, healthy fish. They're in that 17 plus inch range, so nice fish. Just access is difficult. Dry Lake, that bite has kind of slowed down even for the smaller fish. Don't know if it's due to the weather or what here, but that one's kind of slowed down. Guys are still finding a few fish out there, but kind of on the small side, kind of on that 15 and less inches. So that should do her for the fishing report for this week. Just going to jump over here. Just got some other reminders here. The Hamlin County Step Outside event is coming up on Tuesday, June 26th, so that's right around the corner here. That's going to be from 4 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. down at the Isaac Walton League down there by Lake Ponset, right by the golf course there. So that's going to be Tuesday, June 26th, 4 o'clock p.m. till 8 o'clock p.m. It's going to involve archery, shooting, 22 shooting, shotguns, muzzleloader, fishing, so quite a few different events available down there. It's always a fun time. The kids always have a great time doing these events, so if you're looking for something to do on Tuesday evening here coming up on June 26th from 4 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. is the Hamlin County Step Outside event down there at the Isaac Walton building down there at Lake Ponset. So also, another reminder coming up here is on July 20th, the Black Hills and West River deer applications are due, so that's right around the corner here. We should have the paper applications here in the next week or so, week and a half, we should have the paper applications. We do not have them at the office yet, but hoping to get them in here soon. You can go online and apply. They are available online to apply. Just reminder that that's coming up July 20th. Also, if you have any buddies or friends that are outside the state and are waterfall hunters and are looking into coming out here this fall to go waterfall hunting, the non-resident waterfall application is due July 13th. So July 13th, if you got somebody from out of state that's looking at wanting to come out here and try the waterfall hunting, just remind them that they need to get that application in before that date. So that is coming up pretty quick here as the time flies by. So also, just another reminder, we are getting into that time of year with the way the weather's been. 4th of July is right around the corner here. And with that, a lot of boats are going to be out on the water. A lot of guys are going to be taking boats, pontoons, all those out there. So just remember when you're out on those vessels that you have all the proper safety equipment that you need. So all those vessels do need to have life jackets on board. So if you're going to be out there, you need to have a life jacket on board for each person that you have on board. And you also got to make sure that life jacket is in working condition and all the straps, everything works on it, and that it's approved by the Coast Guard. So just remember that when heading out, that you got enough life jackets for everybody, and that they all, and that you have a life jacket that fits everybody that's on board. So if you got a child on board, make sure you got a life jacket that's meant for a child. So also, if you got boats that are over 16 feet long, just remember that you also need to have a throwable device on board. So that's just another requirement for those boats that are the 16 feet or longer. Also, remember that you also need to have a fire extinguisher on board. If you have a gas tank that is enclosed or a place where gas vapors can be trapped down there. So if you have one of the new ones where the guy has the gas tank built right into the boat, you would need to have a fire extinguisher for that. Or if you enclose your gas tank in the back of your boat there to protect it from the weather and elements, that would also need to have a fire extinguisher on board. It doesn't matter on the size of the boat. It depends on if you have one of those areas where the gas fumes and vapors can be trapped in the boat. So just remind you on that, and just make sure that you got a fire extinguisher that is working too as well. We pull up on a lot of guys and they haven't checked it from last year to this year, and we run into quite a few that are non-working or non-serviceable. So all you got to do for that is either take it in, they can recharge them, or you can go out and get a new one. They're not horribly expensive to have. So also another reminder is see a lot of people, and we got to remind a lot of people for like the paddle boards and things like that, or for kayaks is another one. We see a lot of people out on those. They don't have life jackets with them, even on those vessels or those kind of boats. You would need to have a life jacket on board. You don't have to be wearing them when you're on the paddle boards or on the kayaks or canoes, but you do have to have them on, at least have them available for each person that's on that vessel. So other than that, that should take care of it for this week. Hope you enjoy the weather this weekend, and hope to see you out there.